Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. A survey of more than 110 South Australian wineries has uncovered the impacts of COVID, the Chinese trade sanctions and the worker shortage. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with South Australian Wine Industry Association Chief Executive Brian Smedley.
So this is the fifth annual report that we've done in relation to getting a bit of a snapshot about the feelings and sentiments of the South Australian wine industry. So I guess given the current circumstances of 2021, both in terms of for the wine industry being impacted by COVID-19 situations, and then also I guess the issue to do with the China wine duties that were imposed on the industry, just to make sure that we were understanding what's actually happening within the industry itself.
What did you unearth?
Look, I think the fact of the matter is that we understood that there was going to be positive and negative outcomes from this, but I think overwhelmingly, the positive things that came out of it was the outstanding 2021 vintage that was just gone past. That was important in relation to the previous two vintages being a little bit less than average. So this has actually helped make the stocks look a little bit more healthier. I think the other thing which is important is to recognise the assistance that both the federal government and the state government have given our industry, and in fact many businesses throughout the whole Australia, in terms of support that's actually helped them keep people employed and keep their doors open. I think the other parts of it we've sort of identified is really we knew that COVID was having a huge impact, and that certainly continues to do so. But also the significance of the China wine duties in relation to how businesses are responding to that, looking for alternative markets and things of that nature.
Can you shed a little bit more light on that? What did you learn in that space as far as how are businesses adapting, and have they been successful in finding new markets?
So in terms of adapting, I think what we've seen in relation to COVID is that people have identified different ways of doing things, and that is in terms of the way of adapting to the various restrictions that have been applied to their businesses to deal with the pandemic. But they've also adapted in relation to ensuring that their sales can continue with an extraordinary response to providing e-commerce type facilities directly on from consumers' websites, as in producers' websites to consumers. That allowed sales to flourish, if you like, during this period of lockdown and also business restrictions. The other thing I think in terms of the market diversification is South Australian wineries currently export to 96 countries around the world, and there are opportunities for existing exporters who have been involved in one or more markets to really explore whether they can sell more into those markets, and that certainly has been evidence to show that is the case. Second thing I think is people are starting to evaluate alternative markets that they have not been in and just assess their products, assess whether they are able to place product in those markets given all the circumstances that may be applying in terms of barriers to trade, etc. I think we are seeing evidence, albeit that there's a long way to go in relation to trying to place product that was destined for China in other markets.
And tell me about the labour shortage, how that's going to, I guess, how wineries are preparing for vintage 22 with another year of labour shortages. The experience of last year will come into a little bit, but how dire is the situation this time around?
Well, I think the issue that we're seeing for labour is that absolutely the people that we would normally have available to us, and they generally are the people that would be in Australia as far as working holiday makers through visa applications, etc., as well as our backpacker sort of people that would visit the country and seek work out, are currently people that are not available. And so I think it's going to be certainly challenging to attract the staff necessary for vintage. However, I think that the issue that we've certainly seen is that there has been situations where people have been able to source some labour.
South Australian Wine Industry Association Chief Executive Brian Smedley there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. For this Wednesday, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.